with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Howard Fast insists he is the most widely read writer of the 20th century. That's a claim hard to argue with, since Fast has turned out more than 80 plays and works of fiction and nonfiction since the early 1930s. Novels such as The Emigrants, The Establishment, Second Generation, and The Outsider. Born on Manhattan's Lower East Side in 1914, Howard Fast wrote 13 novels before he sold his first one at the age of 18. Fast says it was an explosion of energy too terrifying to recollect that compelled him to start writing books at such an early age.
This is something you can do at that age if you're filled with energy and vigor and a lust to conquer life and to remove yourself from abject poverty.
Fast says he barely recalls some of those early novels.
They were not good. I suppose at the beginning they were terrible. Some of them were so terrible that I destroyed them. Every bit of it.
As a youth, his books were clearly derivative.
When you write at that age, you're writing about what you read. You're reconstructing romances.
Howard Fast's first published novel was Two Valleys in 1933, a romantic love story that was bought by the publisher of the Dial Press.
He paid me $100 advance, and since I never received any more from Dial Press, it may be that the sales never covered the advance.
His subsequent novels did better, but it wasn't until after the publication of Freedom Road in 1946 that Fast earned enough money to write full-time. There were turbulent times for Howard Fast through the 30s, 40s, and 50s, membership in the Communist Party, prison, blacklisting, and through it all, he stuck at his typewriter. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For half a century, Howard Fast has been writing novels, plays, and nonfiction. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Fast concedes some of his early work is forgettable, but as he wrote, he improved. Finally, in 1943, there was Citizen Tom Paine.
That was the first really successful book. Before that, I had The Last Frontier, which became quite successful. It was a choice of the Reader's Club, and I had The Unvanquished.
During World War II, Howard Fast served as a war correspondent and recalls a terrifying flight over North Africa.
The motor caught fire. We thought we would have to come down in the desert. And there was one young GI, a kid, who... This was in a big cargo plane, no seats. And it had some tracks along the roof for loading some kind of gun. And he was hanging on to one of these tracks, a tall, skinny kid. And he had a book up to the purple blackout light. And through all that happened, all this terrifying stuff, he was unconscious of it. He kept reading. When we landed, I said, What are you reading that's so fascinating that it could keep you through all this? He said, oh, just a book.
The GI had never read books until he discovered those Armed Forces Edition paperbacks and then began reading from morning till night. Howard Fast was a young man when he was drawn to the Communist Party, which he later repudiated.
If you lived in that time, if you lived in the 30s, you could not grow up in New York, grow up poor in the Depression without becoming in some sense involved with the Communist Party.
Howard Fast's best-known recent books include The Emigrants, The Establishment, Second Generation, Max, and The Outsider. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Howard Fast is defensive about the many years he was a member of the Communist Party. He says it was a natural part of his youth.
No one in those days in his right mind carried a card saying, I'm a communist. I mean, this is silly. This is television thinking. Yes, I was very close to the Communist Party. I was a part of the Communist movement, there's no question about it.
But Fast split with the party, charging it had lost sight of the principles on which the socialist movement were founded, most notably the party's failure in the Soviet Union.
It's a dictatorship of a group of stubborn old men who refuse to look at reality and who are so terrified that they have lost sight of everything that socialism or communism stands for.
Howard Fast was part of a group which raised funds to assist anti-Franco refugees after the Spanish Civil War. His involvement led to a contempt of Congress charge.
The House Un-American Committee in 1947 subpoenaed our records, subpoenaed the names of every contributor, and we felt it would be a vast betrayal to do it, so we refused. And for this, we went to prison, 12 of us.
Fast was behind bars for 3 months.
The act of prison, the cruelty of prison, is that the door is locked.
When Fast was released, he found himself blacklisted. Much of this period in his life is reflected in his story of Barbara Lavette in a multi-volume saga starting with The Immigrants. Howard Fast's novel, The Outsider, also reflects his deeply held convictions. It's about a rabbi who grapples with the moral, political, and spiritual conflicts in America after World War II. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After 3 months in prison for defying the House Committee on Un-American Activities in 1950, novelist Howard Fast returned to his typewriter only to find himself the victim of blacklisting.
We came into an era of great terror, fear, and every publisher was scared to death. My publisher was Little Brown. J. Edgar Hoover actually sent an FBI man to Little Brown with instructions to publish no more books by Howard Fast.
Fast had just written Spartacus, the story of a rebel slave.
Angus Cameron, the vice president and editor-in-chief at Little Brown, loved the book, wrote me a glowing letter about it, said this is the book they've been waiting for. The directors of Little Brown said, you don't publish Howard Fast's book, and Angus Cameron said, we do publish it, and the result is that they forced Angus to resign as editor-in-chief and vice president.
Fast says he submitted Spartacus to 11 other publishers.
Old Alfred Knopf, this great defender of freedom, returned it unopened, and who said, I have no desire to read anything that you have written.
So Howard Fast printed Spartacus privately. It became a bestseller, and Fast decided to publish more of his own books.
I went on and lost all the money I made on Spartacus and a lot more. You can't do it. I mean, Mark Twain proved you can't do it. A lot of other writers have proved you can't do it. No writer can afford to publish his own material.
Still blacklisted, Howard Fast began using a pseudonym, E.V. Cunningham, to write a series of novels starring a Zen Buddhist who is a Beverly Hills detective. Fast himself is deeply committed to Zen, calling it the only religion that makes sense. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Howard Fast has gone to jail in defense of his principles. He has been a communist, a founder of the World Peace Movement. A victim of blacklisting in the 1950s, he is still very much a man of the left, a Jew who has embraced Zen Buddhism.
Zen is not a religion in the sense of a Western religion. You can be a Catholic Zen Buddhist, Protestant Zen Buddhist. Zen is a way of meditating in a way of looking at life.
Fast says that if the people in the White House were to meditate for a month, there would be no more Pentagon, no more arms race. Howard Fast's novel, The Outsider, is the story of a young rabbi who meets head-on the political and racial conflicts that followed World War II.
Certainly, for the first time in a half century of writing, I've gotten reviews that go beyond simply reviews, but go into great spurts of enthusiasm and praise, quite unlike anything I've ever encountered before.
With over 80 books since 1933, Howard Fast says he never rereads his work.
It's like returning to a place of your childhood. It's very bad. It's emotionally bad. It's also a thing that's advised against in Zen practice. Don't try to go back.
After the turbulence of his younger days, Howard Fast says his life is now peaceful.
It's been a fascinating life. I have nothing to complain of.
No regrets.
No regrets and some achievement. I'm probably the most widely read serious novelist of the 20th century.
Writer Howard Fast. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.